Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Masachet Sota at the top, at the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, where we have been in the middle of a discussion of the stones of the Ephod and the order of the names of Yaakov's sons and the way that they're spelled, and we had that tangential Agadah about Yosef. We go back to the issue of Yehuda, according to some opinions, being listed first. Yehuda Mahi. Why is Yehuda listed? First, Titania, Haya Reb Meir Omer, Kshamdu Yisrael Alayam, Hayush Fatim Natschim Zemze. When Bnei Yisrael were standing at the cusp of Yamsuf, according to the Midrashic tradition, some of the people walked in total faith before the sea was split, and they got a great merit as a result. We'll see who that is. Hayu Shvatim Natschim Zemze. The Shvatim were fighting with each other. Zermani Yoreh Tchil Alayam. Zermani Yoreh Tchil Alayam. Each saying, I'll go in first. Kafatz Shivto Shel Binyamin. According to this tradition, according to Meir, Binyamin came in first. V'yarad Liyam Tchila Shnemar. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehilim. Sham Binyamin Sa'ir Rodem. So Al Tikrei Rodem, don't read Rodem, who he subjugates them. El Arad Yam went into the sea. Midrashic play. Vayusarei Yehuda Rogmimotam, and the leaders of Yehuda were stoning them. Shemar Sarei Yehuda Rigmatam. In that same pasuk, the elders of Yehuda, the way they were darshaning it, were stoning them. That's not what it means in the text. Lefichach Zachah Binyamin Hatzadik V'nasa Ushpizchan Lagvura. Therefore, the tribe of Binyamin, and the way they're playing it, the person Binyamin became the innkeeper, as it were, for the Shechina, Shenemar, Uveng Tefav Shachain, that the Shechina rests between the shoulders of Binyamin. The Binyamin was the one who was given Yerushalayim. Amar the Rabbi Yehuda, Lo kachay amaser. Yehuda disagreed with her mayor, says that's not how it went. Alazomer ena niyored tchila leyam, alazomer ena niyored tchila leyam. Each one said, I'm not going to go in first. Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadav v'yarad leyam tchila. This is the far more popular midrash. Nachshon, the chieftain of Yehuda, went in first. Shenemar svavuni b'kacha shefraim v'mirma beit Yisrael. All of these people, the Ephraim and Beit Yisrael, were around me lying. Yehuda od rad imel, but Yehuda remains loyal to God. So rad here going down is the drasha that everyone else refused to go down. They went down. Ve'alavim furash b'kabbalah, and it is about Yehuda that it says in Tehillim, Hoshi'inu Elohim kival mayim ad nafesh. That's what's referring to. He says, God save me because the waters have come up to my throat. Tavati vivein mitzula vein mamad. I'm drowning in the depths and I can't stand. Right? And then later on in that parak, al tishtefeni shibolet mayim. Don't let the water drown me. Valtiv la'ini mitzula. Don't let the deeps swallow me up. So that, according to tradition, is the voice of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now, be'otash sha'ayah Moshe marich patfila. At that point, Moshe was praying at length that the sea should split. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu, yedidai tovim bayam. My friends are drowning. V'atam marich patfila lefanai. Are you praying? Amar lefanav, ribono shalom, ma bi'adai lasot. Amar lefanav. So Moshe said, what do you want me to do? Amar lo, daber b'nei Yisrael v'yisal. Tell b'nei Yisrael to start marching. Once they march, then the sea will split. V'atari matcha u'teidelcha. And you pick up your hand with your staff, lay it over the sea, and the waters will split. So it was Yehuda that generated all of this. The fichach zacha Yehuda lasot memshala b'Yisrael. That's why Yehuda became the king. Shenemar, and we juxtapose two psukim, Aita Yehuda l'kodesho Yisrael memshalotav. The way that they're reading it is, the sea saw Yehuda marching in, and the sea fled. So because Yehuda was the one that generated the salvation, they were the ones who were entrusted with the monarchy. Tanya, Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Now we go back to Grizim and Eval, where we started. Levi remembers one of the tribes that's mentioned as being on top of Har Grizim for Bracha. So you can't say Levi is down at the bottom. But it also says they're at the bottom. Haketzad, how do we reconcile this? We have three approaches. Ziknei Kuna Levi Alamata, the elders of the Levim are down at the bottom. Vashar Lamala, the rest of Levi is on top. He says, no, all of those who are fit to serve, the men between the ages of, 20 and 50 or so, 25 and 50, are on top, on bottom, lamata ashar lamal, the rest of the shevet's on top. Rebbe Omer, elu ve'elu lamata hinomdim. He said, everybody was below, not just Levi, everybody was below, and that's fits the pshat in Sefer Yoshua much better. Hafchu pnehem klapei har grizim. What happened is the whole nation faced har grizim. Upatchubi bracha, and they said the bracha, klapei harival, they faced harival, patchubi klala, but they were all at the bottom. So then we have a problem. It's my al. How come it says al hargrizim? Al means besamuch. It doesn't mean on top of. It means next to. Kidetanyan. We have two supports for this from the mikdash. Al hamarech levona zakah. The bazichim, the cups of levona that go on top, as it were, of the lechem apanim, actually go next to them. Even though it says al hamarechet, it's remember al besamuch, next to the stand with the six loaves each. Tomer al besamach ho'enu ela al mamash, maybe it means on top. Shu'omer, v'sakota al ha'aron et ha'kaporet. It says you shall cover the aron with the kaporet. Avyomer al besamach. So it's, you're not putting it on the aron, you're putting it next to the aron. V'sakota al aron et ha'kuvim, it's going to be next to or attached to, but not necessarily directly on top. Okay, so we have a couple examples of how the word al doesn't necessarily mean above, but next to. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah that we studied that described how they faced Hargrizim and they began the bracha. According to the Mishnah, it was the Levim at the bottom who faced Hargrizim, where six of the tribes were standing. Tana Rabbanan, Baruch Bichlal uBaruch Biprat. Meaning when they said Baruch, remember they start with Baruch, they meant, but blessed is anybody who keeps the Torah, and then blessed is somebody who keeps this particular thing. Arur b'chal, arur b'prat. Then when they faced Harival, they said, cursed is somebody who doesn't keep the Torah, and somebody, cursed is somebody who doesn't keep this detail. And on each thing, it was l'mod u'l'lameh l'shmor v'lasot, that we have to study it, we have to teach it, we have to guard it, and we have to perform it. So what is that? The math is all on the page. Hare arba. So that means there's four components to every mitzvah. Arba v'arba. Remember, there were Bichlal uBiprat, Hare Shmona, and Shmona Shmona, it was both Baruch and Arur, because for everything there's the opposite, the inverse, the curse. If you don't do it, so that's Hare Shishra. That means that there were 16 covenants signed for every mitzvah at Hargrizim and Harival. V'chein b'Sinai, v'chein b'Arvot Moav. The same thing happened in Har Sinai, and the same thing happened with Moshe's recovenanting before he died in Arvot Moav. How do we know that? Shinamar, at the end of Arvot Moav, it says, Eila divrei habrit asher tziva Adonai Moshe, uchtiv v'shmartem et divrei habrit hazot. So, it refers to the brit, and it refers to the brit of Sinai, and the brit that is done at Arvot Moav. So that means 16 plus 16 plus 16, so you have 48 britot for each mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon motzi hargrizim v'harival. Rabbi Shimon says hargrizim v'harival does not count as far as that goes. Machnis ohel moed shebamidbar. He instead says there's Sinai, ohel moed, and arvot moav. And as everybody agrees there's 48, question is where do you get your 3 16s? Sinai, ohel moed, and arvot moav, or Sinai, arvot moav, and hargrizim. And that really depends on what you understand happened when God spoke to Moshe in ohel moed. Uplukta the hani tanoi. It's based on the following machloket. Tatan Rabbi Shmuel omer klalot nemru b'sinai. Rishmael says the general rules of mitzvot were given at Sinai, ufratot bo'al moed, and then God gave the details in ohal moed. Between Sinai and ohal moed is one thing, so then he would have to agree that you also have Arvot Moav and Grizim and Eval. There's your three covenants. Bakiva omer kalot ufratot nemru b'Sinai. Bakiva says no, the details and the general rules and the details were given at Sinai, v'nishnu b'yohal moed, and were repeated in ohal moed, v'nishtal shu b'arvot moav, and repeated the second time, meaning the third total of three times, in arvot moav. So that accords with Rabbi Shimon, who says that ohal moed is an independent brit. V'en lecha kol davar mitzvah mitzvah shektuva matorah, so for every mitzvah shelo nichutu aleha arba'im u'shmona britot. Every mitzvah in the Torah has 48 britot concerning it. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ish kvar akko, amar mishum Rabbi Shimon, he answered that. He says, ein lecha mitzvah mitzvah, kvar batorah, shelo nechutu aleha arba'im u'shmona britot, so 48 times 613, shel shesh miot elef u'shosht alfim u'chamesh v'chamishim, times the amount of people that were there. Why? Because each person accepted not only a commitment to fulfill it, and to fulfill it in general, and to teach it, etc., all the components, but they accepted the responsibility for every other Jew that they would do the same thing, arvut. So Amar Rebbe takes it one step further. He says, L'divir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar akosh, Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon, who quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shevatavash to nechtu ala 48 britot shel 600 elef u'shosht alfim u'chamishim. He said, for each one, times 600,000, nimtza, cholachad v'chad min Yisrael, 600,000, 3,500. which means that for each person in Israel, times 600,000. You see the math on the page. So my Binai, who, what's the difference between Rebbe's take and the original take on Rebbe Shimon's edition? Rebbe Shoshaya, Arva V'Arva Da'arva Ikim Binai. According to the first tradition, I'm responsible for everyone else's Kiyum HaMitzvah. So therefore, the amount of Britot there are times 600,000. According to Rebbe, I'm also responsible for their sense of responsibility and their Arvut. Therefore, it's 600,000 times 600,000. Alright, Da'ash Rebbe Yehuda ben Nachmanim Turgamani to Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish. So we have the following very different take on Har Grizim and Harival, called a Parsha Kulalo Nemar Ela Ben Oifen Oefet. That entire series of 11 curses, which leads now to several million, or several tens of millions, or hundreds of millions of Britot, is only referring to adultery. So take a look at the first one. Curses a man who makes an idol and secretly worships it. What is enough to just curse a guy like that? Avodah Zarah is far worse than a curse. So it must be referring to something else. Ela zeha bal ha'er v'avolid ben. This is referring to somebody who commits adultery or some other forbidden sexual liaison and they have a child. V'alach, and this child, of course, is non grata in the community. The van of de kochavim, he goes and joins the pagans. V'avar avodat kochavim, and he worships idols. Arina vivi emotional zesh kach karmulo. So his parents, meaning this man and this adulteress, are cursed that they caused this. So in other words, all these curses are indirectly caused by adultery. So the entire parsha is about that. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Now, Tatata Bracha al Har Grizim et HaKlala al Harival. In Parsha Re, it says you put the Bracha on Grizim and the Klala on Harival. So, Matamun Lomar, what's that teaching us? In Lamed Shihu Shite Bracha al Har Grizim Klala Harival, it's tell you locations. Kfar Nehmar, it says later on in Tvarim, Eliam Dula Berachatam al Har Grizim. Right? Ve'eliam Dula Klala al Harival. It tells you that the Bracha is on Grizim with these six tribes and Klala is on Eval with these six tribes. Ella, it's there for the following. Mahakdim Bracha al Klala. If you look at Re, it says, to tell you bracha comes first. Which is, by the way, counterintuitive because the text only tells us the arur. So we'd think the klala comes first, and if there's a bracha, it comes second. Yachol, you call a brachot kubnot the klalot, I might think that it's bracha, 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 and then all the curses, tam lumar, a bracha uklala. Therefore it says, you give the bracha and the klala in the singular, meaning bracha chat, kudam the klala. You give the bracha, and then it's inverse klala, the next bracha, inverse klala. Ve'ein kol brachot kudmot la klalot, but you don't do all the brachot first. Ulakish bracha la klala, and it compares the two. Nomar l'chama klala bilavim, just like the text tells us that the imprecation is declared by the levim, af bracha bilavim, so the blessing is uttered by the levim. Ma klala b'kol ram, just like the curse is b'kol ram, out loud, af bracha b'kol ram, bracha also. Umakola b'lashon hakodesh, which is where we started. The imprecation is uttered in the original language, lashon hakodesh, the original language of the text. Af bracha b'lashon hakodesh, to the bracha also. Umakola b'chlal uprat, just like the curse is both a general, somebody who does not observe the Torah, and the specific. Af bracha b'chlal uprat, so a bracha of someone who does observe the Torah, and a bracha who maintains, somebody who maintains this particular law. Just like in the curse, both groups, the groups that are facing this way are standing over here, and the other group, all answer Amen. Similarly with the bracha, both groups answer Amen. Okay, this brings us to the end of the discussion of Har Grizim and Harival. In the next podcast, we will begin our investigation of Birchat Kohanim, and most of the laws of Birchat Kohanim will be laid out in the sugya, which will take us over the course of the next few podcasts. Everyone should have a wonderful day.